I'll never forget being in the third and fourth grade and riding the bus to school. We had a bus driver that would allow people to bring music on the bus. He had a cassette deck, and people would bring their cassettes, and he would play the music on the way to school. And it was different music than what I was accustomed to being around to hearing. It was R&B, it was hip hop, it was what was popular in 87, 88, somewhere around there. And I remember hearing that and being like amazed. That was where I heard Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Bobby Brown, MC Hammer, all kinds of different things that I wasn't exposed to in my house, and probably music that my mom wouldn't have really approved of at the time. I heard on the bus on the way to school, and it was the coolest thing. The bus driver's name was Benny, and Benny knew that I liked the music because I'm sitting in the back of the bus singing along to the songs for the first year. I loved it. I thought it was great. Never heard anything like it. And like I said, we had Janet, we had Paula Abdul, we had Milli Vanilli before everybody figured out they were fake, MC Hammer, all that type of stuff. I loved it, and he knew it. So the next year when the school year started, dude literally like hung a speaker back there where I sit so that it was right in front of me. So when I got on the bus, I could hear the music really well, and he did that for me because he knew that I really enjoy it. And I'll never forget being a kid from the country and having three channels and getting on the bus every morning and enjoying the ride because of the new music that I was being exposed to. About 1990, my family moved to where we are now, and we lived in the city, and I'll never forget turning on the TV for the first time in early 1990 and having access to cable. And for me, cable meant VH1, MTV, that type of stuff. And I'll never forget watching VH1 one day. And it was one of those days where they had picked an artist and they were playing his stuff all day. And that day, it happened to be Michael Jackson. And I remember sitting there and watching Michael Jackson videos all day. And I had heard a little bit of the music. I had heard Janet, and I'd heard the Jackson 5, and I'd heard a few of Michael's songs while I was in the country, but I wasn't blown away by it. And then I saw the music videos for Billie Jean, saw the music videos for Thriller. And if you can imagine being a handicapped kid, if you can imagine being a kid that can't walk, can't move, can't really do what it is that he wants to do, and seeing somebody like Michael move the way Michael moves, it was absolutely amazing to me. From that point on, if I could find anything Michael Jackson anywhere, I was totally transfixed. Because to watch that guy move, it was mind-blowing to me, and I loved Michael from that point on. And my mom figured it out. And she got me in 91, she got me my first Michael Jackson record for my birthday. And it happened to be Dangerous because that was the new one that was out that year. And I wore that. That was the same year that I got a CD player. 90 and 91 was the year that I got a CD player and had a radio on it and that type of stuff. And I wore that disc out, okay? I wore that Dangerous disc out. And I started, you know, buying CDs, and I had access to music. And from that point on, I loved Michael and still do. I still, even at almost 35 years old, if I can find some place where they're showing Michael's videos or a concert or something, I'm totally transfixed, because that, as a kid in a wheelchair that didn't have the ability to do that, that was totally amazing. People talk to me all the time and they're like, man, don't you ever think about walking? Don't you ever think about the stuff that you're missing out on? And to be totally honest, just being able to walk doesn't really interest me that much. It's the stuff that you can do when you can walk. And I've always been amazed by Michael, and so I wasn't really into the whole walking thing, but man, I thought, how cool would it be to have that balance and those feet and to be able to do what he does? And when I was a kid, of course, I didn't realize that, you know, that somebody like Michael Jackson that can do what he does is a one in a billion type person. But to watch that was just totally amazing to me. And I've recently started listening to Michael again. I recently found all the 25th anniversary editions of all the records on Spotify. And I've recently been listening to Michael again. And the amazing thing is that when I turn on that music and I hear that music, I still, even at 35 years old, I daydream. And it's always the same daydream when that music comes on. I have this vision of being a big deal and people knowing who I am and making, telling people that there's going to be this huge announcement and going on a show to make this huge announcement and rolling out in, like, the Billie Jean suit in my chair with the hat and the whole thing and kicking up the footrest and standing on my feet and the music start and just busting a move and just have everybody go crazy. And everybody that had doubted me, or everybody that wondered if I would ever amount to anything, would be there. I can imagine all of the girls that I ever wanted to be involved with would be there, and I can just imagine surprising people in that crowd and the music starting and me getting up and doing the moonwalk and nobody expecting it. And that one vision has stuck with me my entire life, and it happens every time I hear the music, every single time.